From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. President Obama is ready to reverse a long-standing policy on offshore oil drilling. Today, he'll announce drilling will be possible off much of the East Coast, but he'll leave restrictions in place on the West Coast, including in Alaska. The White House says one goal is to reduce dependence on foreign oil. Some political observers say the president may be seeking to persuade some lawmakers who favor additional drilling to back a climate bill that stalled in Congress. Forecasters say parts of the Northeast may see record flooding over the next day or two. And in Rhode Island, possibly the worst affected state, Governor Don Carcieri is telling people not to travel.
Please stay home. Stay home right now because we are very concerned about flooding on the highways.
Forecasters expect rivers in New York State and New England to crest today and tomorrow, carrying water from the massive rainstorm that churned along the East Coast. President Obama promises the U.S. will do its part to carry out financial regulatory reforms to end boom and bust economic cycles. France's President Nicolas Sarkozy says after a meeting with Mr. Obama that he will push for further reforms, as NPR's David Wellner reports.
The United States' slowness to carry out an overhaul of financial regulation has been a sore point with European leaders. But President Obama told reporters after meeting with President Sarkozy that he's committed to working out new financial rules soon.
And that's why I press for the passage of these reforms through Congress when they return. And I will continue to work with President Sarkozy and other world leaders to coordinate our efforts, because we want to make sure that whatever steps we're taking, they are occurring on both sides of the Atlantic.
The French president, for his part, promised to work with the U.S. to, in his words, go even further in regulating world capitalism. Sarkozy also pledged to support a new sanctions regime against Iran if that nation does not curb its nuclear program. David Wellner, NPR News, The White House.
Jaime Escalante, the celebrated math teacher profiled in the film Stand and Deliver, has died after a long battle with cancer. NPR's Claudio Sanchez has this profile.
The Bolivian-born Escalante taught calculus and advanced math for 20 years at Garfield High School in one of East L.A.'s most notorious barrios, a place where poor, hardened street kids were not supposed to master math. But in 1982, Escalante's students passed the Calculus Advanced Placement Test, a college-level exam. The test maker accused the students of cheating. Escalante accused the test maker of racism. The students retook and passed the test, then Hollywood got a hold of the story. Escalante once told NPR his approach to teaching was simple.
You have to love the subject you teach, and you have to love the kids and make them see that they have a chance, opportunity in this country to become whatever they want to.
Escalante left Garfield High in 1991 because he grew tired of butting heads with a teachers' union, which viewed him as a prima donna. He was 79 when he died. Claudia Sanchez, NPR News.
This is NPR News. The clerical sex abuse scandal is sweeping Europe, and NPR's Silvia Pajoli reports that with revelations now emerging from Italy, it comes closer to the seat of Catholicism at the Vatican.
Church investigations have been started in Bolzano and at a Catholic school for the deaf in Verona, following affidavits made by 67 former students, now middle-aged. As the scandal creeps closer to Vatican walls, Italian bishops have begun to react. In a statement issued Tuesday, they expressed shock and remorse for what they call the errors of some people and vowed to cooperate with civil authorities. But they also expressed full solidarity and gratefulness for what they described as Pope Benedict's firm and enlightened handling of the crisis. The Vatican is now launching a legal defense against lawsuits filed in U.S. courts seeking to show that the Vatican is responsible for bishops' failure to report abuse to civil authorities. The plaintiffs' lawyers point to Vatican documents instructing bishops how to deal with abuse of minors by priests and how abusers can be forgiven. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
A suicide bombing in southern Afghanistan leaves at least 8 civilians dead today. Farmers were gathering to receive free seeds under a program that encourages them to plant crops other than opium when the bomb went off. More than a dozen people are said to be hurt. Another twin suicide bombing in Russia today, this one 2 days after the Moscow subway bombings that killed 39 people. Today's blasts in the Dagestan region in the south have killed at least 11 people. Investigators say a second bomber impersonated a police officer and set off a charge as people gathered at the scene of the first bombing. This is NPR News.